I'm Minister Linda here today along with Dr. John Paul, and I want to talk to you about a memorial and memorializing someone. A memorial is that which keeps alive the memory of someone or something. And you can find that in Matthew 26:13, Mark 14:9, or Acts 10:4. We are to keep alive the memory of Christ's life that he lived here on earth. So today we are going to memorialize the life of Christ. And next week we will memorialize the death of Christ. Christ's life, it took a miracle. When Christ was here on earth, he set a pattern for us. The miracles of Jesus Christ are a testament to his divinity and absolute power over everything. Our God is a wonder-working, miracle-making God. He shows us each and every day his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his omnipresence. He is an all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. During his time on earth, many people witnessed his miracles firsthand. People believed in the miracles since there was a sufficient number of them, and he performed more miracles than recorded in the four Gospels. The miracles of Jesus Christ were a wide variety, from turning water into wine to raising the dead. There were around 17 specific healing miracles that are recorded. The miracles of Jesus Christ included healing incurable diseases and the ability to heal without being physically present. Also, Jesus Christ exercised authority over all realms. He takes us into unpioneered realms known to man when we commit and submit our life unto him. Through salvation, he brings divine revelation. He demonstrated his authority over nature, demons, life, and death. Moreover, all the miracles of Jesus Christ were performed publicly in front of large crowds, such as the feeding of the 5,000 and providing food for the 4,000. The miracles were beneficial to people, recorded by eyewitnesses, and were done for a specific purpose without any props. We must remember when we are going through doubt, fear, worry, and anxiety, Philippians 4:13, that all things are possible through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. All things are possible through Christ Jesus if you put your hope, faith, trust, and belief in him. Just remember, doubt, fear, worry, and anxiety cancels your faith. And without faith, it's impossible to have a miracle in your life. So today we come to memorialize the life of Christ, the life, love, and light of Christ. We are to keep Christ in our conscious remembrance at all times. We are to exemplify what he came to earth to set a pattern for us to do. He set the pattern. So we must keep him in our conscious remembrance in all times, trusting and obeying. Creation is one of the greatest miracles. The earth was spoken into existence. The whole world was spoken into existence. He said, let it be, and it was. By faith, through his unfeigned love, God spoke the universe into existence. We are but a minute particle in this mass universe. He spun the world into orbit. Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Salvation is one of the greatest gifts and miracles of God. It took a miracle to change our lives. Now I'd like for you to listen to Donna Robertson sing, It Took a Miracle.
And miracles It took a miracle of love and grace. The Bible tells us of His power and wisdom.
Stop and think that you're making memories every single day. God desires that we walk like Him, talk like Him, that we trust and obey His word, His commandments as outlined in the Word of God. He commands us to worship, walk, and work for Him. We are called to be faithful, loving servants with an attitude of gratitude, of servitude. How do we memorialize Christ and His creation? By operating in the two greatest commandments, loving God wholeheartedly with our mind, heart, body, spirit, and soul, and loving others, our neighbors, as ourself. We are to exhort and uplift others when we worship, walk, and work. We are required to fellowship and develop a relationship with God. We are to leave footprints that others might follow in Jesus' footsteps. We are to give roses while they are living, not wait until they are deceased. We either choose to walk in death or to walk in life. Are you a walking miracle? I want you to listen now to Sister Amy and Brother Roger sing, "I'm a Walking Miracle."
Thank you. the side of a grave. He made the crippled man walk away.
He healed the deaf and dumb, touched the blind man and made him see.
Oh, and the miracles he did back then, oh, he's going to do them once again.
He made a walking, talking miracle out of me. A walking miracle.
Are you a living miracle, living for Jesus, dropping rose petals of virtue and love as you roll out the red carpet for the bride to meet the bridegroom? What legacy will you leave behind? What has Christ done for you? What will your epitaph read when you are laid to rest? We must exemplify the love, life, and light of Christ, radiating and illuminating His light as we walk on the face of this earth. The way we memorialize God is by loving Him and walking and talking like Him. We must thank God that we were fearfully and wonderfully made and ask Him daily to create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Psalm 51:10. As I stated before, creation is one of the greatest miracles of God. Another miracle is the history of Israel and how He has kept Israel even unto this day. I want to read you a scripture from Psalm 130, verses 7 and 8. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. God defends all of those who put their love and trust in Him. Psalm 5, 11 and 12 says, but let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt Thou compass him as with a shield. Another great miracle was the incarnation, the Immaculate Conception of Jesus Christ. Another miracle is when He died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, that we might be justified and saved in Him. We need to be thankful that Christ was our substitution. He was our propitiation for all of our sins. Just as if we never sinned, He cleansed and redeemed and pardoned us on the cross of Calvary through His redeeming blood. Resurrection is one of the greatest miracles central to the Christian faith. This is where Jesus Christ conquered death, sin, and the grave. When miracles are performed by faith in God, then we see and then we begin to believe. We must place all hope, faith, trust, and belief in Jesus Christ. Take a look around. Miracles are being performed today. Jesus performed miracles to show compassion and meet human needs. In teaching, Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus provides us with a portrait of God. You cannot have a miracle without faith. Trust is developed, and then we have faith. We must place our wholehearted trust, faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Miracles strengthen our faith. People today require proof to have faith. The riches of God's grace and His loving kindness are revealed in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Keep in your remembrance Hebrews 11, 1, which says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Salvation is one of the greatest gifts of God because it takes us and turns us into a new creation reality He makes out of us, giving us new life, imparting unto us His life, and imputing us with His righteousness, where we become the children of the Most High God. I want to read to you Acts 19, 11, and 12 about the remarkable miracle of Paul. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. What a miracle to be endowed and endued with the Spirit of God that is so strong that anything you touch is able to cure and heal and bring others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We are to give thanks with a grateful heart that God has kept us in His divine remembrance. He has memory of the just. Psalm 112:6 says, Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Proverbs 10:7 says, The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Matthew 26:13 says, Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done, he told for a memorial of her. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. God keeps us in His memory at all times, His divine remembrance. Genesis 8:1 says, And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. Genesis 19:29 says, And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. Numbers 10:9 says, And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Psalm 98:3 says, He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. And Psalm 136:23 says, Who remembered us in our low estate? For His mercy endureth forever. It is the love of God that constrains, sustains, and maintains us. Listen now to a song by the Gaither Vocal Band, The Love of God. Until next week, love God's way.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest The guilty pair bowed down. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned through His sin.
From sky.